Hello. Welcome to Options Talk with OIC. I'm Joe Burgoyne, Director of Retail Marketing for the Options Industry Council, and I'll be your host for this podcast series. OIC was created in 1992 to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars, webcasts, and podcasts. Here are a couple ways to stay in touch. You can become a fan of OIC on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at options_EDU, and join our group OIC on LinkedIn. There are many that find the Greeks to be a tough topic to tackle, and they can be, but it is important for every investor to have some familiarity with them. And on today's show, we hope to make the Greeks a little easier for you to digest. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commissions, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and option transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. So let's get this conversation started about the Greeks. Here with me today is Todd Rich, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at the Boston Options Exchange. Todd, glad to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me back, Joe. I appreciate it.
Now, Todd, for those who are new to Options Talk with OIC, could you tell them a little bit about your background in the industry?
I started in the industry in 93. I was a trader on the floor for about 9 years. And for the last 8 years, I have been working directly for the exchanges doing sales and marketing and education.
Fantastic. Well, thanks again for being here today. Let's get right into this topic of the Greeks. Now, Todd, there's no way to talk about options without discussing the Greeks. Where do you begin when it comes to understanding this sometimes very complex topic, and how do you simplify the Greeks for investors?
The Greeks are a complex topic. However, if you take them one by one, you can understand them. They are important to understand because they're a great tool for getting a good understanding of how the theoretical price of a particular option will change given certain other changes in the marketplace. And then investors will often use the Greeks when they're comparing and contrasting different option strategies.
Okay. Well, you know, there are a lot of different Greeks. Let's start, how about with Delta? What exactly is Delta?
Well, you know, I like to first just toss out the different Greek terms.
Okay.
The different Greeks that you'll hear are Delta, which is the first one that we'll probably study, Gamma, Vega, Theta, and Rho. The other thing I like to mention is that all these Greeks are based upon a mathematical formula. And while it's all theoretical in nature, and I know that people will often go and study the math initially, particularly in schools, they love to learn how to do the math. It's not necessarily important how the math works or how the actual Greeks are derived, but it's more important to understand how to actually implement them and use them. As an investor, what can I do with these things?
And you know, it is important for us to try to simplify this for investors.
Right. So I think we'll probably bypass the actual math on this and just discuss what does it mean to me as the investor?
Well, why don't we get into the delta?
Okay.
Talk to me about, delta.
All right. Let's first start with the definition. There are three general definitions of delta. People tend to look at it a little differently.
All right. Now, let's keep it simple, though.
Okay. We'll keep it simple. Let's just start with the first term is... it's the expected price change of a particular option for a $1 move in the underlying stock.
All right. Do you want to give me a quick example of that?
All right. A quick example. If a model tells you that the delta is 40 on an option, you would expect if the underlying stock were to move $1, you would see the theoretical price of that option change by 40 cents. So if the price of an option right now with the stock trading 51 and the option's trading for $1.80, if the stock were to go to 52, you would expect the delta, the theoretical value of that option to go from 180 to 220.
Okay, and the same thing on the downside. If the stock dropped $1, we'd lose 40 cents of that theoretical value.
Exactly. You'd expect it to see go from $1.80 down to $1.40.
Okay, very good. Now, you talked about three different definitions. How else do you define delta?
The second definition is the hedge ratio. You'll hear that a lot. That is if someone is trading stock against their options position and they want to remain market neutral.
Okay. Now let's walk through an example there as well.
All right. Let's walk through an example. Now let's assume an options trading for a 50 delta and you buy 10 calls.
So we're long 500, ten calls. Right, we're buying and we're long 500 deltas.
We've got 500 deltas. In order to hedge that, you would have to sell 500 shares of stock to remain neutral on that position.
Well, that's straightforward, and that's the hedge ratio.
That's the hedge ratio. The definition that I personally like to use, the one that I find that is the most intuitive to an investor, is the third definition, which is why we saved it for last, the good one, is it's the percentage likelihood that come expiration, that option will finish in the money.
Okay, that would you repeat that?
All right. Well, and we'll think about it too, because we'll use a nice example. It's the probability that come expiration, that option finishes in the money. So if an option is got a 50 delta, that means it's got a 50% probability that come expiration, that option will finish in the money. If it's got a high delta, closer to 100, it means the probability that that option will ultimately finish in the money is close to 100%. And if it's out of the money option, you'll tend to see options with deltas closer to zero, meaning it's a lower likelihood that you'll see that option finish in the money.
Okay, well, nice job. So we really have three different ways of defining delta. You know, let's talk a little bit, and we touched on it briefly. How do investors use delta?
The second definition is how someone actually might implement it, is how do you hedge your position if you want to stay market neutral. The other thing that investors do is when they're comparing and contrasting different strategies, what's the delta on these calls or in these puts versus these calls and these puts. I always like to go back to the probability and understanding what it is that you're getting into. How are you? It's understanding your risk, and ultimately that's what the Greeks are about. The Greeks are taking a look at the options position that you have and understanding the risk that you have. So when you look at deep in the money options when you're buying or selling them, knowing that their delta is closer to 100, meaning it's a higher likelihood that they're going to finish in the money, you understand what your risk profile is. On the other end, when they're out of the money and the delta is closer to zero, you understand what your risk profile is. And the nice thing there is, and it's sort of intuitive, and the reason I say it's intuitive is if you think of an at-the-money option, they tend to have deltas right at 50, which makes the most sense. If a stock is trading for $40, the 40 call is right at the money. Is that option going to finish in or out of the money? I don't know. The stock could go up, it could go down. You've got a 50% likelihood of either. The delta is 50.
That talking about risk, and I think this is why we're trying to get into the Greeks for investors here. There's nothing more important than trying to really clarify and understand your risk when you're in, the options game.
And I think that's what intimidates most investors is they don't necessarily understand the particular risks, or they don't think they'll understand them, but they're really not that complex of if you take the time to learn them.
Exactly right. And you're doing a nice job of, simplifying things here. Why don't we talk a little bit about the aspect of, as time goes on, how that impacts delta?
All right. I'll go back to the in the money, out of the money example or as I walked through earlier. And if you think about it, and this is where it gets a little trickier, the further out in time, the greater likelihood of different outcomes. So when you're when expiration's close, it's very easy to define in the money options, out of the money options, and the at the money option. But when you go further out, and we'll go back when the stock was trading for $45, if you look at an option that's got a year time to go, a year until expiration, what's the at-the-money option? Well, clearly the 45 is at the money, but what about the 40s and the 50s? Because you don't know really where that stock's going to go.
So what about them? You're right.
Well, the further out in time, you'll tend to see options with deltas closer to 50 because you don't know where that stock's going to go. There's uncertainty.
There's less certainty.
There is less certainty. So the further out in time, you tend to see more options hover toward that 50 delta range. As you approach expiration and as time goes by, you'll see the in-the-money options moving towards 100, the out-of-the-money is moving towards zero.
Fantastic stuff, Todd. And, you know, we set out by trying to simplify this, and I think you've done a great job simplifying Delta, you know, and how investors can use it in the marketplace. So I want to thank you very much for laying that out for us, but unfortunately, that's it for today. You know, would you mind coming back next week to further discuss some of the other Greeks?
I'd be delighted to.
Great. Well, I hope you will join us next week for more on the Greeks with Todd and me. If you have any options-related questions, check out our website at www.optionseducation.org or call our help desk at 1-888-OPTIONS. And don't forget the social links we provided at the beginning of our show so you can join us at LinkedIn, become a fan on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter. Also, if you have any feedback on the show, email us at options@theocc.com. I hope you will join us for part two in this series. Thanks for listening today, and remember, a little option education goes a long way.